This poem is entitled A Lions Fan. This poem took me 30 years to make, 3 hours to write the first draft, 4 hours to write the second draft. It's a total of 9 written pages. Yes, I write all my poems before I convert them electronically, and I wrote it all in silver in Honolulu blue. I said all that because I want to keep y'all abreast of my creative process and just the timeline for the next poem, which I'm thinking is going to be about every 2 weeks going forward. I hope you enjoy this. There are a few great causes that brings harmony and unity to all human beings. A unity that goes beyond color, ethnicity, class, or creed. Number 1 is time. No matter where we are in the world, we only have 24 hours. Number 2 is mathematics. Now, I'm no mathematician, but I do know with an exact certainty of an omega level timepiece. The universe ticks and rocks in perfect harmony. Number 3 is music. And if it was not for my love of number 4, I probably would never have eyes for sports. And for me, sports and music are twin sisters. So sports can be called Sakmet and music can be called Bastet. And speaking of music, music is married to dance. And when the two come together, they need no rings or permission to have you feeling speechless. Music touches across generations. It can say what you can't and probably better than you ever could. Music has a frequency, an energy, a vibration that you will never forget. But oh, number 4. Oh, Sakmet and how it is a roller coaster to love sports. Now, I'm in love with Bastet deeply. She holds me down better than the tap at your favorite speakeasy. She's always around, always coming up with something new. She's revolutionary, scary, sad, happy, and just about everything in between. She has a ton of different colors and styles, and her closet is never empty. But every now and again, her twin sister Sakmet comes wearing her one and only devil in a blue dress. She plays tricks on the mind. She can be a tease with her eyes or her thighs. She can make you burst with excitement or go limp as a noodle stick. Sakmet has a soul that was made for the Detroit winter cold. The engine in her muscle car never gets old. She loves to drive down to Cedar Point just to see if you can meet her points. She's on a roller coaster to make you fall in love with the sight at the top of the ride, but you always forget that you're going to have to drop at any moment. See, this game of hot and cold between Sakmet and Detroit has been played for 94 years, dating back to the 1930s when having a loaf of bread was a luxury. See, she left her abusive relationship with her man who was and can only be referred to as a Buckeye. She came into our home cold, shivering and alone. It did not take long for her to get adjusted to the life in the right city. I mean, how could you not enjoy the Silicon Valley of its day? Detroit, the city held together by the Great Lakes. Sakmet didn't mind the gray skies or the snow that covered the mittens of your soul in ice. But no matter how cold, she knew Detroit and the Motor City Red Wing Tigers is fueled by pure Michigan coal. Now, Sakmet loved reality TV shows. she always had. And she always wanted to be home just in time to catch General Hospital. And just like an emergency room, she knew how to make you fall in love each and every season. She knew that when you are in the deep end of the pool and you're just floating, you're going to go through some dips. You're going to have some terrible moments, and you will hear some cruel things like they need to move the team to a new city, like you're 0-16, like the Lions aren't even worth the tickets. You're better off using them as wet paper to finish your paper mache. Meanwhile, I just keep dancing with Basta. Like a drug, Sakmet does something to get my attention. Holy shit, the Lions are relevant again. Holy shit, the Lions have not been relevant since the Gulf War was actually happening, since Nickelodeon first aired Doug and the Rugrats, since Governor Bill Clinton decided that, hey, I'm going to become President Bill Clinton, since Clarence Thomas became a Supreme Court Justice and Thurgood Marshall stepped down from being one, since Disney released Beauty and the Beast for the first time, since Magic Johnson told us he had AIDS, since MJ won his first championship, since Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested, since Dr. Kevorkian was the name on everyone's lip, since Super Nintendo was the latest game console, since NWA said fuck the police, because in 1988 and later on in 1991, how would we know that we would sing a song depicting exactly what happened to Rodney King? But let me blow some of y'all minds even further. The last time the Lions were relevant, I wasn't even alive yet. And since that time, I graduated from North Point Academy, formerly known as St. Benedict. I graduated from the University of Detroit Jesuit High School and Academy for Young Men. I graduated from Montgomery College in Silver Spring. I graduated from Howard University, class of 2017. I started two businesses. I acquired my California real estate license. I got married. I turned 30. My wife and I have a daughter. And all of these things happened before the Lions became relevant again. So what do we do now, Lions fans? Under my humble Detroit opinion, let's remember how this season made us feel. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit. Every Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, or Monday, even though I live in California, 19,039 miles away. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, watching the Woodward Dream Cruise. Even though the season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, top down on Belle Isle. Even though the season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, eating three conies with the chili cheese fries, a bag of Better Made barbecue chips, and a Faygo red pop. Yes, I said pop, not soda, you backwards heathens from lands which have no names. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit and taking a trip down the Fair Lane to cop some Cartiers, Helly Hansen's, and a pure beaver hair fur coat. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, getting cocoa butter kisses from my grandmother, who I've dearly been missing. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, conducting grown man business with my Uncle Tom back when he was among us. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit playing recess football once again. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit trying to get the attention of a certain melanated diamond who just happened to attend Mercy High School. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, eating my mama's home-cooked meals on cold winter days. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit during Christmas break, staying up way past whatever you could ever think was late. Just living the simple life, eating pizza and wings, not even remembering that showers were a real thing, especially when you're in the basement with no windows and your five teenage cousins. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit. Like I was getting to drive without my mama for the first time. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit and going abroad for the first time. Oh, how I miss you, Spain. Mi amor. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back in Detroit, fingering some pussy for the first time as she played with my dick on some wild shit on the way to homecoming while her grandmother drove the stick shift. I never told you this, but thank you for making a formerly lame man feel like he was the shit. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit and heading up to northern Michigan to go camping and roast some marshmallows. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, entering the weight room for the first time and me knowing that I was in paradise. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, walking through Palmer Woods, feeling the wind tickle my chubby cheeks as my mom was telling me that you can live here too one day if you want to, JJ. And while she told me that, I said, in fact, I will live here one day, and so will you, Mama. And even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, getting a ride to the corner store on my bike for the first time. Even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit and having a conversation with a goddess who thought I was in college. I hate that we threw apart, and I apologize for my part in it. If you ever hear this, it was either you or Senna. And even though this season did not end the way that we wanted, each and every game made me feel like I was back home in Detroit, eating our style of deep dish pizza. No disrespect to Chicago, California, or New York. The 2023 to 2024 season was one of the greatest marvels to watch each and every week. As someone who bleeds Honolulu blue before it was cool, I have full faith that divine timing is going to work out for those who keep the faith. This time, will mourn, will have one tear. This is a loss, and it is a lesson. And we can grow from this discomfort. And I would suggest, in my humble Detroit opinion, that there only needs to be one word on the locker of everyone in the Lions organization. And that is finish. Yes, next year, we finish as Super Bowl champions. No exceptions. Thank you, Lions, for bringing pride back to the city and playing Detroit-style football. Thank you, Lions, for giving my wife and I something else to bond on. Thank you, Lions, for giving me something to watch while my daughter fell asleep in my arms. Thank you, Lions, for breaking the Midwest curse. Thank you, Lions, for having us feel what it's like to be a winning city. Thank you, Lions, in advance for the Super Bowl win. It's unavoidable because all y'all got to do is finish. And remember, you're no longer kittens. You're Lions. So roar louder and prouder and give them hell next season. More seductions and revolutions.